Mr. President, this cholera scandal is entirely man-made by the conflicting parties and those beyond Yemen's borders who are leading, supplying, fighting and perpetuating the fear and the fighting.
Humanitarian Affairs Chief Stephen O'Brien laid the blame for Yemen's cholera epidemic, in which more than 1,700 have died with over 300,000 suspected cases, firmly at the door of the combatants, both inside and outside the war-torn country. A Saudi-led coalition joined in on the side of government forces more than 2 years ago against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. 7 million are on the cusp of famine, including 2.3 million children under five, and nearly 16 million have insufficient access to sanitation and hygiene, said Mr. O'Brien. The UN Special Envoy, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, addressed the council by video link from Jordan, saying he was working hard to restart peace talks and at least broker a deal on providing more relief and long overdue civil service salaries. He said political leaders had to heed their people's demand for peace. His words are spoken by an interpreter.
The humanitarian situation in Yemen is appalling. The people are suffering from war, hunger and cholera, which has spread further during the last few weeks. The country is not suffering from a single emergency, but a number of complex emergencies which have affected more than 20 million people and whose scale and effect will be felt long after the end of the war.
Mr. O'Brien challenged the international community and the Council in particular to come good on the pledges to fund the massive relief effort needed, as well as pressure the warring parties to stop.
The international community must do more. Words are insufficient to ensure that the parties are upholding their obligations under international humanitarian law. This council has a primary responsibility for this, as well as your responsibility to maintain international peace and security, which is frankly, patently failing in Yemen. Some 20 million people depend on your concrete action to end the conflict. To do that, you will have to lean much more heavily and effectively on the parties.
Addressing the unprecedented cholera outbreak, which has spread across most of the country, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told the council that 15 million lacked access to basic health care. He said the disease was flourishing in a weakened health system and pledged WHO would open another 500 centres across the country. Local medical staff had not been paid for up to 10 months in many cases, added Mr. Tedros, and it was unsustainable for WHO and other UN agencies to make up some of the shortfall for much longer.
Ensuring health workers are paid and given incentives to remain at their posts is a critical issue. These brave professionals need our help so that they can continue to serve their communities.
Matt Wells, United Nations.